to produce certain changes in the society that surrounds us. By that, we do not understand a change within the soul. We happily leave instruction of the soul to authors with a specialized clientele. For us, who, without being materialists, have never distinguished the soul from the body, and who know only an indivisible reality, human reality, we ally ourselves with those who wish to change both man's social condition and the conception he has of himself.
Sartre was already known to his countrymen. He'd published a number of philosophical books and one well-regarded novel before World War II. His huge philosophical treatise, Being and Nothingness, begun while he was a prisoner of war, had appeared in 1943. And he'd produced a number of successful plays during the war, notably The Flies and No Exit. Sartre was one of a number of well-known writers, including André Malraux and Albert Camus, who'd been active in the resistance against the Germans and thus commanded broad public respect. All these men were committed to making a political difference in the post-war world, and each would have a formidable influence on French thought and life. With the war nearly over, Sartre was ready to make his move. Everywhere there was a cry for fresh thinking. Political programs.